Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
According to demographic experts, the growth of population is taking place in the cities, where the burgeoning population already overtaxes the job market and housing. The result? Hundreds of thousands of people living in squatter shacks and improvised housing, with electricity being bootlegged from power lines and poor sanitation and health standards. Yet the fact of life remains, more and more people the world over are heading for the city. Do you ever wonder how God views some of the developments of our day? Say, for example, the great cities of the world, Hong Kong, Beijing, Manila, London, New York, Mexico City. Is God really concerned with such issues as urban sprawl, expanding birth rates, and shrinking death rates? Is he really interested in the fact that 50% of the world goes to bed hungry every night? Does it matter to him that 90% of the world's population lives in 5% of the Earth's area? Well, in answering questions like the tough ones I have just asked, you have to go beyond the C for city in a concordance or a Bible dictionary. You have to go to the historical records of the Old Testament to see how God is interested in cities. In the opening chapters of the book of Genesis, we read how God was willing to listen to Abraham's plea to spare the wicked city of Sodom if there were but a few righteous people there. We also note God's concern for the ancient city of Nineveh, where some 600,000 plus people lived. God sent Jonah to plead with that city to repent, lest the 120,000 children who were too young to know their right hand from their left would be destroyed with it. Cities figure largely in the ministry of Jesus, too. Bethlehem, where he was born, Nazareth, where he grew up, Capernaum, the hub of his Galilean ministry, Jerusalem, where he gave his life and rose again. Jesus also recognized that cities take on a certain nature and character. For example, he cursed Chorazin and Bethsaida, saying that if the miracles which had been done in Tyre and Sidon had been done there, they would have repented long ago. He also rebuked Capernaum, saying that it would descend to Hades in judgment. Who would deny that cities take on certain personalities? For example, whether they like it or not, San Francisco and Copenhagen have gained reputation for their loose morals. Other cities are known for their austere, hard-dealing merchants. Cities like Monte Carlo and Las Vegas are known as playground cities. In the final analysis, cities are people, and people tend to be influenced by the people about them. Lot's pleading fell on deaf ears, and though he took his daughters out of wicked Sodom, he couldn't remove all of the influence of Sodom by taking them out of the city. So be sure, the city in which you live does influence you and your children. Now, a final thought about that initial question, how does God look at cities? God looks beyond the skyline of a city and sees the hearts of people, men and women, who live there. He sees families and individuals. Families as the Jones, the Smiths, the Woos, the Shevsevskys. He knows you for what you are. But be sure, cities have to figure largely in the concern of our Heavenly Father, because cities are people. Remember, Jesus wept over Jerusalem, and I suspect he still is just as concerned today. I have a suggestion, friend. As you drive through the city in which you live, ask yourself the question, what must God think of the city in which I live? Would he be pleased with it? Would he be embarrassed by what I see? And then try to let God work through you in making it what it should be. Remember, cities are just people. That's it on today's edition of Guidelines. I'm Harold Saleh.